This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Normally, if we ever get a phone tap request from someone wanting to prank their ex, it's not great news.
Yeah.
They're like, can you expose my cheater ex-boyfriend for being the biggest liar on earth and tell him his mom sucks and he's going to die alone?
So they want to have a little fun.
Yeah.
We really get those requests, though.
A lot of really hilarious baggage to unpack there. But today, we decided to actually do it.
What?
Because this former couple actually gets along.
Oh, okay.
And they're raising a son together who's in elementary school. So we call the dad posing as a substitute teacher and tell him a weird incident happened in the classroom recently. You can hear how daddy reacts in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nathan's dad?
This is Nathan's dad. Who is this?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Mr. Paul. I'm the substitute teacher this week for Mrs. O'Connell.
Okay, this is Joseph.
Yeah,
how are you?
I know who you are. That's why I called you. Hey, I need to clarify something with you. I had a little bit of a disagreement, a little situation with your son today in the classroom.
An argument?
Almost. Not quite, but it was very interesting, and I think it's important enough that you should know what was said.
What's it about?
Well, I was teaching the kids about the solar system and the planets, and little Nathan, bless his heart, he decided to raise his hand and says, excuse me, Mr. Paul, Pluto technically isn't a planet.
What?
did you hear that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't,
right?
I don't really appreciate you're trying to imitate my son, first of all.
Oh, my apologies. It's more about the fact that he was incorrect. I mean, that's why I'm calling. So, it raised some eyebrows coming from a teacher.
Well, he wasn't incorrect. He's right. Pluto is not a planet.
Oh, this is an issue at home.
No, it's not an issue. He was right. Pluto's not a planet. I'm not sure why you had to call my son out like that in class. And
you're funny. Wait a minute. Are you messing with me? Because your son called me out, and I'm the teacher. So it's like, who's in the right? Obviously me.
Well, he is right. You're wrong.
Okay, well, he's in third grade, and I'm a big grown adult with a fully functioning, developed brain.
Well, you're not.
So I feel like me being a substitute teacher, you should probably maybe listen a little bit. I don't know. I don't know how to say this. If that came out weird, I apologize.
I don't care if you're a substitute teacher or a regular teacher. You're getting your facts wrong.
Okay, that's cute. Listen, I think we should do an at-home experiment. When Nathan comes back to the house, you two should go onto a website called Google.
Oh, my
and
God.
If you need me to spell it for you, I can.
Stop right there.
Yeah, oh, okay.
How did you even get a job there? Huh?
Well,
did they just let anyone teach?
I will have you know I have a lot of experience in the teaching field. I have several degrees from Facebook Marketplace and a couple from Wish.
Facebook Marketplace? Really?
Yeah.
That's not what people learn. That's what people buy crap.
I beg to differ. I actually get most of my facts from Facebook in general.
Well, that explains why you think Pluto is an actual planet, okay?
Hey, not only is Pluto a planet, if you Google it, you'll see Pluto's also the dog of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Oh, my God. You are a moron. I mean, this is not a good look at my son's school.
It sounds like you're the one with disinformation, sir. So I think we need
it's misinformation, not disinformation.
Look, whatever you'd like to call it, let's just remember who the teacher is. And speaking of teachers, I think it's time we call a meeting.
Oh, let's do it. I can't wait.
Okay.
You name the time and place, and I'll beat the crap out of you.
Tomorrow, 1 p.m. PM stands for pacifier magnesium, by the way.
You might want to rethink your career.
Which one? This one or Uber Eats? Yeah, I got a lot of jobs.
Yeah, Uber Eats. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And dollars. And free food sometimes.
You know
what? I'm really late.
You're pissing me off, buddy. You are pissing me off.
Okay, well, you know who else is pissed off? It's your ex-wife, because she's the one who set you up for this phone call.
My ex-wife, what?
Yeah, she agrees. Pluto's a planet. We talked.
What? Wait, what is going on here?
No, let me explain, man. Look, I'm Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a joke.
I mean, my son was complaining about the teaching the other day, but I didn't know she was going to put me up to this.
Yeah, Erin did set you up. She said, you know, he's not really feeling all the teachers this year. So we figured, hey, why don't we just call up and give some disinformation, huh? We'll just spread it all over Facebook.
Yeah, you're the substitute teacher. You're the smart one, remember?
Yeah, finally, some respect. Thank you.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen, and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.